Howdy, Foggy Friends. My name.
All right, hello everybody, and welcome back to another week of The Pit Wall. You are listening to WMUC Digital College Park. I'm your host, Bianca.
And I'm Haley.
And it is officially race week. It is our first race of the season. Woo! We are back from winter break. Super exciting. The Australian Grand Prix is this weekend. So super fun, super awesome. We're super excited to talk to you guys about sort of what to expect with this first Grand Prix, a little bit of a recap of the new regulations in case you guys forgot from previous episodes, and we're also just going to go over some general information about the happenings of Formula One thus far this week. So yeah, we're excited to play some super cool Australian and house music inspired by our very own Oscar Piastri's music taste, and yeah.
So our first stop is going to be a song that Bianca's been begging me to play this entire time, every time I mention Australia. Then we're going to take a look into some recommendations from Oscar Piastri himself, who is a fan of house and drum and bass, and also EDM. And then we're going to listen to some Australian rock, and then leave it off with a Tame Impala song that we think deserves some more appreciation. So, Bianca, So, we also need to give y'all a PSA. And also, later in today's episode, I was thinking of talking a little bit about what is going to be on our bingo cards. What I like to do each time, you know, a new season starts up, I like to make a bingo card and, like, predict what I think is going to happen. I'm a big fan of making one for each race, but I do think that the long-term ones are also very exciting. I, very delusionally, last season thought that we were gonna get a Piastri championship, but in my defense, it was very promising, I think. So hey, Bianca, does your mic work? What do you think?
Yeah, guys, my mic is falling off again this week.
Yeah, she didn't break it.
I didn't break it, I promise.
All right, well, without further ado, here is your PSA of the week.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The Campus Mental Health Center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit a health center and be a healthier TERP.
Hello, everyone. We're back, and the door to the studio just opened like a ghost opened it. So Bianca is saying goodbye to the ghost in the studio, but I think he's already settled, and I think we have a guest now. Do we have to log this guy? I don't think he has a UID. I don't know what to do.
Do we have to?
I don't know.
Maybe he does have a UID.
Oh, yes.
We'll talk to the ghost later.
Ah, ghost of a super senior. Oh, no. When is he from? Is he from the 20th century? Yeah.
Oh. It's hard to tell.
Okay. All right. Quick tangent. Derailing the show real quick. I can't stand when people say the late 1900s to mean the 90s. Not only are you not interesting, you're wrong. Because it's the 20th century. 1900s implies the decade that began the 20th century, 1900 to 1909.
This is true.
Yes. Do not PMEO. It bothers me so much. I can't. All right. And so now we have something that we're going to listen to, the good old classic Down Under by Men at Work. Bianca,
guys,
pray tell, why do you want me to play this so bad?
First of all, I've been begging her to play this song for the last three episodes. Second of all, it is quite literally Daniel Ricciardo's national anthem. And, you know, with the Australian Grand Prix coming up, I really think that this is a fitting song. You know, they talk about Vegemite sandwiches and it's very Australian.
It's
and it's
perfect.
Such a fun song. And I think that it should see the light of day and it should be played.
Yes. Well, Further ado, everybody enjoy your daily dose of Australian stereotype, Down Under by Men at Work.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
And we're back.
It's time to look forward to what's going on this week in Melbourne.
Yes, but before that, I just have a few little facts, just a little general info for... I'm being told to get closer to the mic.
Yes. Can you give me like a dollar every time I have to ask you to get closer to the mic?
I'd
guys,
be broke.
I'm at the board. I'm doing...
I'd be broke. But yeah, so it is race week. Before we get into what to look forward to in Australia, I just want to go over a few of the sort of regulation changes and just a few changes that we might expect to see this season before we get into the specifics of this race. So yes, it is the season opener in Australia this weekend from March 6th to March 8th. The race is March 8th, 3 p.m. Australian time, but if any of you guys are watching it on the East Coast, it is in fact at 11 p.m. on
We're
Saturday,
so
March
back.
7th.
Guys, Saturday, March 7th.
Yep,
I'm so
11
excited.
PM.
Nice and normal time for a race.
But yeah, so as you guys know, a lot of regulation changes, some track changes, some tracks we said goodbye to last year, most notably Imola, is actually in the talks to come back this season as like a last resort sort of exchange track for Bahrain and Jeddah. They're thinking of replacing them with Imola and Portimao. Mm-hmm. Because of the conflicts in the Middle East. It has yet to be confirmed, but the FIA is talking about maybe potentially switching those out. So we might actually see the return of Imola for this year, for the time being. Another thing that the FIA did this year to try and make races more interesting is they mm-hmm. actually removed the two-stop requirement in Monaco.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
We get to watch them chase each other at like 60 miles an hour.
Yep.
For longer. Woo-hoo. They don't even get to have the technique and strategy of two-stop, man.
Yeah. Smaller cars, lighter cars, they're hoping improves the Monaco race. They're hoping it allows for more overtakes, but we'll see. They also mm-hmm. extended Q3 lengths by 1 minute, but they still extended them nonetheless. So because there's 22 drivers on the grid, qualifying is going to work a little differently this year.
Oh, yes. Oh, I have to memorize everything all over again.
So there's still three qualifying rounds. Q1 is going to be 18 minutes long, and the bottom six drivers are going to get dropped.
Oh. So same amount of time, just one more driver dropped.
Exactly. Q2 is going to be 15 minutes long. Six drivers are going to be eliminated once again. And then Q3 is 13 minutes long instead of the 12 that it was last season. And the top 10 are still going to battle it out for pole.
Okay. Not so bad. I'll have it memorized by the end of the episode. You can quiz me.
Exactly. New regulations.
Just
new engines.
New everything.
Smaller cars, lighter cars.
Yeah.
And yeah. So that's what we're going into Australia with. Mm-hmm. So one thing that you're going to see in Australia, a couple things that you're going to see in Australia that you didn't see last season is, number one, engines no longer have MGUH. So they no longer have a reduced turbo lag, which...
Can you explain what that means to the crowd?
Yes. So it basically means, so a turbo lag is kind of a reduced turbo lag allowed them to start their cars up faster and allowed for that like quick start that they have at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is no longer a thing, that no longer exists in the engine that they currently have in the cars for this season, it takes longer for the turbo to get up to speed. So in order to sort of combat that and allow for those like quick starts, the FIA is set to provide a 5-second pre-start countdown, like warning, before the starting light sequence begins, in order for the cars to start building revs and to start getting their speed up before they, you know, launch and take flight or whatever
F1
cars do.
Yeah, they pull on the wheel and then it starts going upwards.
Yeah, you guys ever watch Back to the Future? That's just Formula One.
Yeah, you know, Grease.
Exactly.
That's another one they do it in.
Yep. A couple reminders for this race is no more DRS. DRS was retired last year. Unfortunately, I know.
R.I.P. DRS.
R.I.P. Daniel Ricciardo Supremacy.
Or Moem.
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 Not Moem. Overtake mode. Because,
They did change it.
They realized it wasn't a good idea to have MOM as an acronym for something that you were going to have to be in and use.
You're right. You're right.
So they changed it to overtake mode, which is essentially replacing DRS completely. But that also means that, I don't know if any of you guys use the F1 app, they have like logistics and all that kind of stuff about certain tracks, and it tells you how many DRS zones there are. Those no longer exist. They're going to have straight mode zones, which is where they can use their straight mode setup.
Straight mode. All right.
But yeah, so straight mode zones where cars can reduce drag. They're also going to have active aero. They're going to implement active aero, overtake
reduce
mode,
drag
boost
for
mode.
The straights. Makes sense. Lines up.
Yeah.
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 I had to.
But so yeah. So those are just the things to kind of keep in mind going into this new season, going into Australia. Some things that are going to be different about this season, that, you know, things you're going to see new this season, things you're not going to see again this season, like DRS. So yeah, it's a new era of Formula, and I'm excited to see how this plays out. And obviously, you know, there's information about sort of tracks and what the tracks are known for and all of that jazz. And, you know, this track is fast. They have a lot of sharp, like turns and corners and all of that. And they have, like, it's a high-speed track, yada, yada, yada. But even then, you have to take all of that information now with a grain of salt, because engines are different. Cars are just generally, on average, slower. They have different setups for turns, for straights, so it's the car is naturally going to act a little differently on certain tracks. So I'm interested to see how that affects how the races go.
I'm just excited to, like you said, like I'm just excited to see how these new cars adapt, because everyone's going to be entering these races with certain expectations That's true. So they're going to be entering these races with like an idea of like how they're going to do. Fans are going to assume it's like, oh, like this is our year. Delusional people like Bianca will be like, oh, it's Ferrari's time.
Guys,
they're going to do great.
They're second fastest car this season.
We don't know how things are going to go. We have our past ideas on all these different tracks. But, you know, honestly, I hope that it just like surpasses all of our expectations, because everyone I've talked to is like low-key, these might be all snoozers. Well, not all snoozers, of course. Well, but like, it just, it might not help enough.
Monza can never be a
snoozer. That's true. Never.
But yeah, so that is exciting new era of Formula. Guys, what you guys can't see right now is I'm actually wearing a shirt that has the infamous Must Be the Water radio. Yeah.
No.
See the back of my shirt?
Wait, do a little spin. Yeah. I haven't seen the back of the shirt.
Yeah, look. It has the Must Be the Water radio transmission between Charles and his
That's so funny.
And his race engineer.
Stuff you can get on Etsy, man.
Oh yeah. Etsy, that's, my beloved. But anyways, crazy. That was a little bit of a tangent too. I just wanted to share because I love this shirt.
It's a great shirt. Without further ado, let's get some recommendations from the Aussie, Oscar Piastri himself. We have two songs that he's recommended because he is an enjoyer of house and drum and bass music as well as EDM. So we're going to listen to The Days, the Notion remix by Crystal and Notion. And we're also going to listen to Ventriloquist by Chris Gresswell. So enjoy.
Drinking hazel.
We are back, and we have some news about the Oscar Piastri grandstand.
Yep. So, you know, we had some music recommended by Oscar Piastri himself through his Instagram posts.
So those two songs were The Days Notion Remix by Crystal and Notion and Ventriloquist by Chris Gresswell.
Yep. So, on to Formula One Oscar Piastri related things. As you all know, he is an Aussie.
Australia.
I have no idea why I said it that way. Australia is his home race. Last year it was won by Lando Norris. But maybe this year, maybe this will be his year this year. Maybe, you know, we have Liam Lawson, who's kind of like an honorary Australian too, but like Oscar Piastri is the Australian. Yeah. But
come people, on now, how dare you do that to the Kiwis?
People call him an honorary Australian. They have a mural of him in Australia.
They what?
They have a mural of Oscar Piastri and Liam Lawson in Australia. Yeah, they all call him the honorary Australian. Because people don't know about Kiwis.
Oceania boys.
Exactly. But he does, Oscar Piastri, not Liam Lawson, does have a grandstand at the Australian Grand Prix this year. And he'll they also have his. A pretty fun fan stand.
Oh, that's race, so cool. Ugh, man, I need to like pay an Australian to get me stuff. I think that's what I have to do.
Oh, befriend an Australian.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Speaking of which, side quest, what is one like merch drop or thing that you never got for F1 that will haunt you forever? Because
not really a merch drop, but like old merch that people were selling on Depop and that kind of stuff. And I was like, you know, I'm a Ferrari fan, I have to stick put the Seb Vettel Red Bull like jacket.
I wanted to get a vintage Ferrari jacket, like with the split block, like
the
black
letters.
White red.
Yeah.
I know I didn't want to be called basic, but like who cares if people think you're basic.
I love old Ferrari merch. It's so much nicer than their god awful HP logo.
I need to find out if there's any cool McLaren stuff.
Depop.
Okay, I'll look.
There's non-papaya colored merch out there.
Good
for all these McLaren fans out there, just know you do not have to wear the papaya colors.
I can't stand
if you want to rep McLaren. Just find something from the era of Ayrton Senna. I promise you people will recognize your merch.
Yeah.
And you won't have to wear orange. Unless you like orange. Not hating on
orange. Like orange.
But a lot of people don't like the color of orange. So I'm just saying that is an option.
And so my thing, I am forever haunted by the Miami blue Ferrari merch. I wanted that jacket so bad.
That's real.
It's so perfect. I love blue. I'm wearing a blue shirt right now. I'm dripped out.
I'm wearing red.
Mm-hmm. But your hair is blue.
I'm sporting. Yeah. I look like the American flag.
Yeah.
Or the French flag. Or the Russian flag. A lot of flags are. Or the Serbian flag.
Well, that's
what?
A good summary of you,
that is,
I guess.
All flags, yeah.
American, Serbian,
all of my
French,
flags.
Just thrown in for free.
Oh, yeah. And conversational French.
Your conversational French. But, well, now that we've talked a little bit about what is going to happen at Melbourne, we are going to transition into just, you know, looking back, talking about the logistics of the race and just some other fun facts and information. But first, we are going to close out this chapter and take a listen to If You Want It by More Life. So we'll be right back.
It feels so right. through my veins. Yeah, you know what's up. If you wanna come and get me, if you wanna come and get me, come and get me. If you wanna come and get me, you don't wanna hold up. I'm feeling it through my veins. Yeah, you know what's up. If you wanna come and get me,
come get me.
If you wanna come and get me,
come get me.
If you wanna come and get me, you don't wanna hold up. I'm feeling it through my veins. Yeah, you know what's up.
We're back, and it's time to have a little yap about
Australia
at
the Melbourne Grand Prix.
Oof. So what is going on with Aston Martin? Bianca, what am I looking at?
Yeah, so if you guys don't know, the FIA has this thing called the 107% rule, which basically means that every team has to compete in all of the free practices and all of the qualifyings, obviously, but they only have to participate in 7% of the race itself, and that 7% just so happens to be the formation lap in Melbourne. And so Aston
it's crazy
Martin,
that the formation lap counts
right
as part of the race
as a percent of the race.
Yeah,
I know, I was thinking that too when I was reading about it. I was like, huh. But yeah, so Aston Martin, as you guys might know from previous episodes, are not having the greatest time with their new car. Their chassis is apparently too advanced for their Honda engine. We don't know.
Lobster
Adrian
too
Newey
buttery.
Is, yeah. Lobster too buttery to the point where, you know, it's slipping out of your hands when you try to eat it. But yeah, so they are thinking about doing just the formation lap, the two Aston Martins, and then retiring the car due to reliability issues, which is not a great way to start off the season, but hopefully that allows them to tweak their car and have a better start.
Oh no, their championship battle.
Oh man.
They would have clutched it.
Darn, Adrian Newey. I'm so sorry.
It's a shame.
Quite a shame.
Honestly, sorry to Alonso. Yeah. I don't need to see Stroll.
They make great supercars. Their Formula One cars, the Valkyrie, beautiful car, amazing car, one of my favorite supercars. One of the cars ever, yeah. Their Formula cars, they could use some work.
Mm-hmm. It's a little unfortunate.
Yeah, especially this year. But yeah, getting into sort of what to look for, we already told you guys, Grand Prix, Sunday, March 8th, 3 p.m. Australian time. Eastern time, it's going to be 11 p.m. Saturday, and for all those West Coasters listening to us, if any are listening to us, that is in fact 8 p.m. your time.
Good for them, I guess.
Yeah, they get to go to bed earlier. But yeah. So a little bit about the Australian Grand Prix. This is actually the 40th Australian Grand Prix at the Melbourne track. So there's been two Australian Grand Prix held since Formula One. One was held in Adelaide in 1985 was when the first race was held. It was held in Adelaide. And then in 1996, it moved to the track that they have now in Melbourne. The track is 58 laps. Each circuit length is 5.278 kilometers. And from what I've read, it is one of the faster tracks on the grid. Just like Monza is one of the faster tracks, just like I believe the Austin tracks is one of the faster tracks. This is also one of those faster tracks where there's high speed corners, there's a decent amount of straights where you can gain speed, all of that kind of jazz. Currently, I just had to add this in here, currently the person who holds the fastest lap at the Melbourne Grand Prix is Charles Leclerc. with a lap time of 119.813.
Can you start keeping a bookmark on like Oscars, like various accomplishments?
Oh, I do. I promise. You guys will hear me mention the fastest lap for every track that we visit. Yes.
Completely unbiased.
Oh, yeah. Well, he just happened to have the fastest lap. I couldn't not include him just because he was Charles Leclerc.
That's true. It would have been unfair.
Exactly. Yeah. So Melbourne also has traditionally been one of the harder tracks to overtake on just because of the nature of the track. We don't know how this information will hold, though, with the new regulations. Again, smaller cars, lighter cars, different setups, all of that. So I'm interested to see if that sort of reputation of being a hard track to overtake on is going to stay its reputation, or if it's going to sort of change and make it easier to overtake because of the nature of the cars this year and because of the new regulations. But yeah. What do you think, Haley?
I don't know. I think that once people get their footing down, you know, like, I think there's going to be a serious learning curve in the first few races. This is incredibly insightful. But I think that there's going to be a serious upturn, maybe like 4 races in.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know. Maybe. Okay. What are the odds? Do Aston Martin bounce back to mid-tier, or are they going to be a back of the pack?
I honestly, right now, it's hard to tell just because I know that a lot of cars also weren't giving their all during preseason testing in Bahrain or in the shakedown in Barcelona. Most notably, McLaren has, you know, they use the old Merc engine, all of that. So I think it'll be hard to form any opinions on how certain teams will be and where they'll be within the grid until this first race in Australia. I definitely do think that this is not going to be the greatest year for Aston Martin. I think that Adrian Newey's chassis is just slightly too advanced for the Honda engine that they were provided. And you know that happens sometimes and they're going to have to adjust. Mm-hmm. But I'm also curious about Williams and their car that is still overweight and how they're going to... They're like scrambling to take kilograms off this car before the first race because they were still overweight during preseason testing. So I'm interested to see how both Aston Martin and Williams are going to fare.
Just figure this out.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I do believe that it is time to take a listen to some Australian rock. We've got 2 songs for you, and we've got a best for last a song featuring Thundercat and Tame Impala that we'll be playing later. But for now, let's listen to My Happiness, Prisoner of Society. Well, let's tell you the artists, too. Let's listen to My Happiness by Powderfinger, Prisoner of Society by The Living End, and Alone With You by The Sunny Boys.
Shadow on the street now. I hear you push through the rusty gate. Pick up your heels on the concrete. Waiting for a night coming way too late. It seems an age since I've seen ya. Countdown as the weeks trickle in. You come in and put your bags down. I know there's something in the air. How can I do this to you right now? You're over there when I need you here. My happiness slowly creeping back. Now you're at home. If it start sinking in, it must be when you
Okay, we're gonna play a little game, and I'm gonna give you a team.
All right.
Well, two teams, and then you're gonna tell me which of the two is more likely to win the Constructors' Championship.
All right.
And then they will battle until one team remains. You ready?
Sounds good.
All right. So, who is more likely to win the championship? Cadillac or Aston Martin?
Cadillac.
Ooh, that's a good opener. All right. So, Cadillac or Williams?
Cadillac.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that took me a second, guys. Oh, my gosh.
I think so, yeah.
All right. Well, so Cadillac, Williams lays vanquished in the dust. Cadillac or How about Alpine?
Alpine.
Mm. Okay.
They've
fair,
been
fair.
Said to be an upper midfield team this year.
Okay, they're that's fair.
Yeah, I think they have a good chance. Well, right. Not really, but like
some chance.
Some chance. All right.
Alpine or Audi?
Alpine.
Mm. Okay. So, Alpine or Haas?
Haas.
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 Fair enough. You know, Ocon, like, people dunk on him, people laugh, but, like, he's, like, surprisingly reliable. Like, he's okay. He's a pretty good in terms of midfield.
They were higher in constructors last year than Alpine.
Mm-hmm. All right, flash round, because we got a show. We got a Tame Impala and a Thundercat song after this. All right.
Okay.
All right. What was your last one? Alpine? No, it was Haas.
Haas.
All right. Haas or Mercedes?
Mercedes.
Mercedes or McLaren?
Mercedes.
Mercedes or Racing Bulls?
Mercedes.
Mercedes or Red Bull Racing?
Red Bull.
Ooh. All right. Everyone, there you have it.
Oh.
No, wait.
Oh.
Oh. She's been punked. I baited her. Red Bull Racing or Ferrari?
Ferrari?
All right. To the shock of none, Bianca thinks that Ferrari is going to win the Constructors' Championship.
All right. And
with that, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Pit Wall. I said watching last week. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Yes. Thank you for hearing and smelling The Pit Wall. And now, to play you out, we are going to listen to No More Lies by Thundercat and Tame Impala. Yeah. I'm your host, Haley.
And I'm your host, Bianca.
Good night, everyone.